Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Here we go on group lesson number 11. So this is out of pillar 3, so it's the big questions that men need to ask. This is the third one on the big question, who am I? This is about your identity. This one is called Discovering Your True Name. So, lesson 11, remembering your true name. Here's a quote from Soren Kierkegaard. Quote, "Now, with God's help, I shall become myself," unquote. And then a quote from The Lion King. This is Mufasa coming through the clouds. And he says, "Simba, remember who you are." It's a really big part of what we're doing here is remembering who you are. Remembering your true name. So, discovering your true name. In the last chapter, we learned that we've all been born with a true name, and that we live so often believing the lies about our false name. That's who we think we are, or what we believe from others, that's a lie. The false names are birthed out of shame and accusation. Shame and accusation enslave us into believing. They enslave us into being frozen, silent men who have forgotten who they are. Remember, the name that I'm talking about is not like your name, like Bob, Bill, or Joe. Your name represents your true character, who you really are. Your name is a full list of all the characteristics that truly describe you. This exercise is designed to help you to discover who you really are. You'll never be able to become a man of integrity and develop sexual integrity if you do not know who you really are. As I mentioned before, the Bible has many names for God: Yahweh, Adonai, Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Uzi, and many more. And for Jesus, names like Emmanuel, the Good Shepherd, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb that was slain, and more for him as well. The depth of character is shown through their true names. There are many stories where the names were changed in the Bible to reflect a new life. Abram became Abraham. Jacob became Israel. Simon became Peter. Saul became Paul. God is in the business of giving us our true name. It's our job to discover our true name and to begin to live in the truth of that name. You have a true and very deep name that has many words that describe the truth about who you are. And there is a battle that wages in our world. It is the battle for the souls of men. The one who is able to define your soul owns your soul. The one who can define who you are will be able to determine your life's direction. In the Christian tradition, there's an enemy who wants to destroy you. He has many names as well. Like I said, it's Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, or the father of lies. And he wants to take you out of the game. He wants you silenced, frozen, passive, and even dead. He wants you enslaved to the lies of your false names. He wants you withdrawn and isolated because of shame. When you believe the lies and follow the path of shame, the enemy wins because God has given no glory for the brilliance of your life, because you are enslaved and shut down. This is what is at stake: the glory of your life. God has given you a true name. When you live out through that name, you are set free, and God, as your creator, is given the glory for your greatness. You live in the glory God has given to you. Disney's The Lion King speaks to this whole process. After being blamed for his father's death, Simba spends a season with his buddies, experiencing Hakuna Matata, a life without responsibility, without intent, and without any purpose. He forgets who he truly is. He lives the lie that he has no purpose or even a reason to live. After a series of events, he's faced with a memory of his father who challenges him to remember who you are. He remembers that he is Simba, the true king, and he returns home armed with the truth. This story is also about you. Remember who you are. We are a race of men who have lost our identity, and we have lost our hearts. Our main problem in our struggle for integrity is we have forgotten who we are. All of us have forgotten our true name. So here's a question. How does the idea that you have forgotten your true name resonate with you? Finding your true name. The ultimate goal with this exercise will be for you to know your name in a similar fashion that Maximus knows his name in the movie Gladiator. When Commodus asks, "What is your name?" Maximus unapologetically and with strength turned around and replied, "My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the north, general of the Felix legions, loyal servant to the true emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next." Imagine having the ability to say who you really are with that kind of intent and confidence. That's what we're after, the ability to clearly articulate your true name with confidence and strength. The redemptive process of discovering your true name is a lifetime process. You'll continually discover new aspects about who you are as you grow in maturity and understanding. As well, you will forget at times, only to be reminded to remember. For the long run, you'll need a place to write all of your true names. So go ahead, and this is a sidebar, but go ahead and YouTube that scene, Gladiator, Maximus Decimus Meridius, however, I don't know what it is to get it, but you'll find it. That scene is really powerful. There's also a scene in a movie called Secondhand Lions with Robert Duvall, and he does a similar thing, sharing who he is. It's pretty powerful. It's the cafe scene where a bunch of young thugs come in and try to mess with the old man. Anyway, YouTube that one as well. It's a good one. Our questions. Many of us still have a core question that lingers in our heart. Discovering your true identity requires that you discover the deep questions and shame that you have about who you are. These questions haunt us and exist with us because our sense of identity is undone and undefined. Often they exist because of wounds or messages from early on. The question will be something like, "Am I good?" or "Am I good enough?" "Do I have what it takes?" "Am I acceptable or lovable?" "Am I worthy or valuable?" "Am I capable?" To answer our question, we have sought externals like a woman's validation, winning at sports, success at work, looking good, or any one of our other counterfeits. When the question remains unanswered, a man moves through his life feeling weak, impotent, like an imposter or poser, with a sense of incongruence and lack of integrity. A solid man knows his question and has an unwavering answer to that question. A solid man has an accurate identity, an internal point of reference, and he knows who he truly is. So, a couple questions. What are your core questions? Which one of those really resonate with you? Or is there another one that you wrestle with? And how have you tried to get your answers from foolish places? So, here's some steps. So, start the discovery process. We're going to be moving into how you actually find out categories of your true name. Below is a list of many prompters to help find your name. Take time to process each and then write down words and descriptors that may be truly defining who you really are. Some prompters will bring up ideas, others won't. Just keep at it. At first, it's going to be difficult since we have been living by false lies for so long. So be bold and write down stuff anyway. So yeah, I'll just do a sidebar here. As guys do this, it's not the most difficult. I know the saying your secrets is hardest as far as these exercises, but this one takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of introspection. So as you do this, do take the time that you need. But just remember, you're shifting something where you were all about the lies and the false name, and now you're doing something that's purposeful and intentional and actually the truth. It takes a lot to actually accept that these are actual truths within me. So you're going to be able to do this, and you're going to really feel a significant move after you're done. An example of how difficult it is to accept certain words is this. The Apostle Paul opens many of his letters with, to the saints in, could be Ephesus or Corinth or whatever, and he calls them saints. What does it actually feel like to say, I am a saint? Go ahead, say it out loud. I am a saint. It feels really awkward, but it's true. It's the truth that you need to accept and let completely be embedded into your heart. So now let's discover your true name. And remember English grammar and personal pronouns, they just make the first letter uppercase and it becomes a name. So this is what we're going to be doing. So take each context or category and think through how your true name might be discovered. Each of these has an example of how a man has found his name. And there could be thousands of examples. So this is going to be really good for you to do this. So the first one is passion. Your true name is embedded in what you are passionate about. Think about what impassions you. What do you get intense about or even angry? So Bill discovered that his road rage was tied to his passion for justice. He actually was angry for a reason. His true name is Man of Justice. What are your passions? What things come up for you? The next category is heart. Your true name is revealed by what moves you. When you watch a movie or hear a story that moves your heart, what is it about? So James was often moved when he saw a movie about reconciliation of relationships. His true name is Reconciler. What are things that move your heart, and how can that be part of your true name? The next category is desire. Your true name is shown by your desires and dreams. What do you want or daydream about? So Frank had always dreamed about space exploration, even from when he was little. He was mocked for dreaming and had his head in the clouds, but he still dreamed about it. His true name? Explorer. What are some of your desires and things that come up? The narrative. Your true name comes out as you hear stories that have deep meaning for you. What classic or even pop culture stories have impact on your heart? Jorge was often brought back to Victor Hugo's character Jean Valjean from Les Misérables. The escape from shame of his past was powerful. And so Jorge's name? Overcomer. What are some of the stories that really have deep meaning for you? And what does it say about you? Unexpected. Your true name has been exposed often in times in unexpected places. There are times that different experiences or people give you a taste of something unexpected that changes how you look at yourself and the world. Mitch was on vacation in Costa Rica. The tour was caught in a rainstorm while on a jungle tour. It was slick, muddy, and very dangerous. Mitch was instrumental in coordinating teams to make sure everybody had assistance to get back to the bus. People were very grateful. His true name? Rescuer. What are some of the unexpected things and experiences you've had that speak to who you are? Loved ones. This is one that's really, really, I'll say really again, really important. This is absolutely essential that you do this part. The people closest to you know your true name. Your wife and best friends actually know you better than you think, and often they have a more honest assessment of who you really are. So ask the people close to you what they think your deepest personal characteristics are. So Steve asked his wife one day, "Who do you think I am?" And without thinking, she replied, "You're the one who gives stuff away." His true name was generous. So ask at least 5 people. I'd challenge you to ask like 10 people. Send letters, emails, just out to a whole bunch of people that are random, you know, family, friends, people that you work with. And just ask them, "Who do you think I am? What do you think my deep personal characteristics are? How would you describe me?" Things like that. Just send it out there. Some people are going to send something back. Other people are not. You'll be surprised. Really surprised. The next category. People you look up to. The people you respect the most often know your true name. People you respect hold an important place in your heart because you look up to them. Often, they're people who have seen you in life as well. Ask them what they think of you. Tony asked his pastor what he thought of him. The pastor replied, "I've noticed how there are times that you never have to be asked to do something. Often, you'll just see something that needs to be done, and you just do it." Tony's true name is See a Need, Meet a Need. So what have people said, the people that you've respected, what have they said about you? Opposites. Your true name is often the opposite of your false names. So remember in the story of false names, my 2 false names were stupid and clumsy. My true names are the opposite of those. Instead of stupid, I am a man of understanding and depth, which is actually an acronym for MUD. Man of understanding and depth. My name is Mud. And the second one, instead of clumsy, it's power 4. I have a lot of power. My power is not to break stuff. My power is 4. Your source. Take the time with your source to ask, "What is my true name?" This is actually an ongoing task, so keep praying and asking God to reveal your true names to you. He knows you at your core. He created you. He wants you to know. So Tom was asking God to help him out with this when he saw a meth billboard. Somehow the message came to him in a small voice from somewhere. "You are the protector of my sheep." He had always had a heart for rescuing people out of the depths of substance abuse since his brother died in a drunk driving accident. His good name? Good Shepherd. What does your source say? What comes up to you? And it's often that little small voice all of a sudden, or even a word picture. Accomplishments. What accomplishments have revealed your true name? We all have accomplished significant things in our lives. It doesn't matter if it was seen or noticed, like a trophy, or if it was something that no one saw. Mike had been silenced at a young age and rarely talked to women. He managed the courage to talk to one once and asked her out. Now they're married, and he continues to speak with boldness. His true name? Courageous. What's something you've accomplished that really speaks to what your name is? Interests. What is it that you really love to do that shows you who you really are? What does a passion for model airplanes reveal? Or hunting, gardening, smoking cigars, fly fishing, fashion, clouds, poetry, woodworking, or a million other activities? What do they reveal about your name? Even though Carl is an accountant, he loves his hands in the dirt. He spends much of his free time gardening and growing beautiful things. His true name? Creator of Beauty. What are some things that you're interested in? Your wounds. Sometimes difficulties will reveal hidden parts of us. Things we thought were horrible events that seemed to be designed to knock us out and actually made us stronger and more resilient. So Gene always carried the fact that he was adopted as a scourge of shame. Until one day the truth came to him. I am wanted by my adopted family and by God's family. His true name, Twice Adopted. What do your wounds say about you? Overcoming. Revelation 2:17 says, quote, "To everyone who overcomes, I will give some of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven, and I will give to each one a white stone, and on the stone will be engraved a new name that no one understands except the one who receives it." And this is to, unquote. This is to everyone who overcomes. This is a time when another aspect of your true name will be given to you. What might be written on your white stone? Or what might be the best name that you could ever imagine that Christ could give to you? So list the names that you came up with here. Now, the second part is redefine your list. So take the list of names that you've come up with those categories, and make your top five. Consolidate ones that are similar. You may have less than five, that's fine. List them below in order of appearance, importance to you. Take some time with each one of them, considering if that is the best word to describe the characteristic or name. For instance, Mitch, from the example above, was named given the name of Rescuer. Better names might be Protector, Defender, Guardian, Bodyguard, or Shield of the Defenseless. Take some time with this, because if you really find the right way to say the truth about yourself, it will be significant for the rest of your life. Use a thesaurus or ask people around you to help discover the best name. The people you know and love will give you some great ideas. If there are people you have not seen or been around for a while, be brave. Send a letter or an email. Tell them about this exercise and ask them what they know about you. So write all the ideas and circle the ones that fit the best. So this is just all a process here. And then consolidate. So now we will do our best to create a statement like Maximus gave to Commodus. Use the following sentences to make your statement. Make your own sentences as well. Then take all the sentences that fit together and make a rough draft of your Maximus statement. So these are just kind of just general things. And you don't want to use this as a major template, but just to give you the ideas. So my name is, mine's Ken. So you'd say your name. I am a man who blank. My name is also blank. I am known for blank. Those who know me best call me blank. From my childhood, I have been blank. My purpose in life is to blank. I am blank. Yeah, the whole I am statements are really big. I am this, I am that. I am is going to be a big one. One of my defining characteristics is blank. One of the best parts of me is blank. When I really shine, I blank. One of the most profound ways that I glorify God is blank. I believe I am blank. and then create other sentences that you come up with. And use what you have developed to bring a more concise statement with all you have acquired so far. Make it into your own personal Maximus statement and be ready to stand and read it to your men. And use this space here to process your notes and ideas. So here's the group presentation. Tell the group what was significant with the process to you, what was the best part, what surprised you, and what was difficult. Now, you need to write your Maximus statement, and when you say it to the group, you need to stand up and read it. And remember to take a couple deep breaths before you read it, and read it very slowly. Before you read it for the group, read the paragraph out loud to yourself. Let it soak in. How does this feel? Talk with your group about how your Maximus statement interacts with your core question. Does it resolve anything? And what does this feel like to read this to the men? What important insights and observations did you get from this exercise? And I do have one book as a resource. It's called Immortal Diamond by Richard Rohr. I just really appreciate his perspective on this whole journey of identity.